Thousands of Americans, actually millions, myself included, deal with challenges of expensive drug costs each month. And here's some news on that front. CVS Health's PBM, which is short for Pharmacy Benefit Manager, and GoodRx partner on a drug discount program for commercially insured customers. Now, CVS Health is a big drug formulary provider, or it's a big pharmacy benefit manager PBM company, and they have partnered with the GoodRx program, and you might have seen their commercials on television, to launch a service they hope that will lower drug costs for many commercially insured customers on the Caremark PBM, and that's quite a lot. They're one of the biggest in the marketplace. They're calling it Caremark Cost Saver. And it is designed to help lower out-of-pocket drug costs for CVS clients' members. It'll allow them to pay lower prices when available on certain generic medications, and that will be seamlessly applied. Now, previously, when you or anybody who would work with a company like GoodRx, you have to kind of join their program and then put your prescriptions through them, and not through your drug plan. This kind of integrates the two, and this is for commercially insured members. And they just announced this will begin on January 1st of 2024. So this is something that they quote, we work every day to provide a more affordable drug benefit for our CVS Caremark clients and their plan members. And this collaborative prescription solution enables us to dynamically shop for the best price on their behalf. That is David Joyner, Executive Vice President of CVS Health and President of CVS Caremark. So that's something to pay attention to, but what unfortunately it doesn't do a lot of help for is a market that desperately needs it, and that is the senior market. And a lot of seniors suffer what's called the coverage gap, meaning that because of how the prescription drug plans are designed, certain medications throughout the year can actually get more and more expensive, causing certain people to literally almost faint when they see the price. And it's really different when people transition from working in a private market, so working in this commercial market that I'm talking about here, which is where this prescription drug CVS and GoodRx deal is happening, but it's not affecting the senior market, which really needs it. Now, the Inflation Reduction Act is supposed to cap out-of-pocket drug costs at $2,000 in a couple of years, but there's still some people that are paying an awful lot of money for their prescriptions right now. And so what I'd like to see happen, and I don't know if this will happen, but it should happen, and I think we should demand that it happen, that programs like this also be available to the senior market. A lot of rebate programs are available to commercially insured customers for expensive drugs, but when that person goes to Medicare, those programs are not available. I'm not going to name the drug, and I know there's more than one, but I can tell you one right now just from some people that I've helped. It's annoying when I see it on TV all the time advertised, when I understand the fact that these folks are literally working when they don't want to. They just want to retire and enjoy their lives, but they can't because the cost of this drug on the Medicare drug programs are ridiculous, and actually some of them don't even cover it, but they are covered in the commercially insured market. So it's really important for you to understand that there are different markets in prescription drugs. There's the individual market, which would kind of be like the Affordable Care Act market. Then there's these commercially insured markets, which is through an employer, and that gets kind of divided down between small employer and large employer. And then also there's the senior market as well. And each of them are different, and each of them will be affected differently by the different laws, rules, and regulations that come down. This is some positive news for the commercially insured market, so I hope that this could benefit you if you're struggling to find some discounts on your prescriptions. But I hope we can take the discussion more to helping the senior market and encouraging the drug companies to provide better prescription coverage options to seniors for some of these ridiculously expensive drugs.